Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Milan Weekly Podcast channel on this episode of Milan Coast to Coast. Well, failure has come back to our domain. Milan taking an early exit today to Lazio on the second half of a back-to-back against them. Well, they might have got the victory on the weekend, but today they got the last laugh and they booted Milan out. 1-0, very disappointing result for us Milanisti. And all this failure, we're going to talk about it. We're going to, of course, go through the report card for the squad. We're going to leave nobody unblemished tonight, all right, because we're pretty upset. This was not good. This was not the crash out. We wanted to keep going in the Coppa. Heavily, heavily disappointed, ladies and gentlemen. We're just going to discuss what this means overall for the club and for our current season. We're going to talk about this new signing that's being reported. We got to talk about him. Super chats are open. So please, if you're in the chat and you want to be a part of the whole show and support the channel, super chats are open. Super chat your question or comment to get some love. And of course, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. It's the best way to support the channel. Subscribe, hit the like button, leave a comment, hit the notification bell so you're up to date with all the times we're going live. Follow us on all of our audio platforms, and of course, support us on Patreon. It's Fabio, it's Gio, it's Milan Coast to Coast. We are not happy tonight. G, are you ready?
I'm ready, Fabio. Just like Milan was ready today. We went limp on them.
Oh my God, get the Cialis ready. Let's go.
Milan Weekly Podcast presents Milan Coast to Coast with your host Gio and Fabio.
Benvenuti nella casa della
Milan! Buone secca! Gol! God bless baby! God bless baby!
All right, let's bring us in. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Milan Coast to Coast. I'm Fabio, joined, of course, every week here with my partner Gio, coming live from Long Island, New York, and Southern California. G, not what we wanted tonight, but we're here nonetheless. We're in the holiday season. We're getting ready. How are you feeling, bro?
I mean, you know what? Milan disappointed to me, like Hallmark has been disappointing me the whole countdown of Christmas, man. That's what they did to me today, so... It's been crazy, what? Man. Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
That's
big ain't nobody want to. Nobody want to watch series, bro. If I wanted to watch series, I'll go to Netflix and binge on the TV series.
All binge right? On that Diddy, baby. The Reckoning. That's right. Listen, today you didn't want to binge on what Milan was giving out. It was pretty bad. But before we get into the show, ladies and gentlemen, just a special comment. If you're watching on YouTube, which I hope you are. We have a post already up, so please go hit up the poll. The current question right now is, how disappointed are you with this early exit to the Coppa Italia? So there's a couple of answers there. We're going to get back to it later. So go and do a vote on that poll, please, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go. Milan, Lazio in Roma today. Oh, my God, G. Let's start here. So instead of kind of going the normal route where we talk about what we were expecting going in and obviously, you know, doing a little bit of rotation, getting Jashari his first chance to really start here, getting Ricci in there, giving Modric and obviously Fofana, who picked up some sort of knock or injury over the week, giving them a chance to rest, giving these other chances to these players, Estupiñán getting a chance to play for Bartosacchi, and Gabbia getting a rest, so we had De Winter in there. These players, the way we started, just give me your overall thoughts and how you felt seeing this game kind of pan out the way it did, bro.
You know what, Fabio? I think Paramount Plus, shout out to Marco, shout out to Mike Guerrero, Strong Island, you feel me? Long Island. But they said it. I think we were both looking just to draw and then go into penalties. After that first half, I didn't expect like no goals or anything. So, but to me, I don't know. I really didn't like Loftus-Cheek starting with Leao, because I think we've seen Leao at his best this year when like somebody like Asante like drops down the ball. He fights, you know, he gets bulldozed over and then he passes it to him, like clearing two to three defenders. And today, bro, basically it was all horrible. And, you know, I mean, the midfield was bad too. You seen Allegri, he was yelling at Jashari the whole game, telling him to relax, telling him to stop passing the ball like that. Estupiñán, you know, giving Pavlovich a yellow card. This is crazy, Fabio. But you know who was the most disappointed, Fabio? I don't know if you saw it, because we've been getting A's for him the whole season. Salah looked like, I think he was a little bit too tired, Fabio. He needed that Cialis, he needed that Viagra, or he needed that pink horsepower. It is what it is.
It is. It's true, man. You know, you can't have great games all the time. Sometimes, you know, this constant playing again. Who is really subbing him for Salamakis? Honestly, not many people. So you know, you kind of expect a stinker every now and then. Hopefully not so often. But to me, when I saw this game, I felt like they had the wrong mentality. And I want to get into that more when we get to talking to about Allegri and how the team kind of approached this particular game. But overall, when I see it with the very limited amount of chances we had, and we're going to go through them as we go individually through the people in the report card, but we had a couple of chances, and they only really had one or two chances, and it goes. And of course, they complete on their one chance. The way we were playing, it felt like they were pushing to get themselves to a point to just get the penalties. It's like they didn't have anything. Even the second half when they came out, it felt like they had a little more firepower. They were a little more cohesive. But it still wasn't clicking the way I would hope it was going to. And, you know, it's kind of becoming something that we're starting to come accustomed to, a very lackluster first half. But in the second half, they come out with the right mentality. They find the goal in the first 20, 30 minutes. And then they kind of sit back. And this game was not that way. They had the majority of the possession. They were passing the ball around. You could see Lazio just basically falling back, dropping everybody back, and just absorbing the pressure, daring Milan to find a way to unlock them. And Milan just didn't have it. Again, without Pulisic or even Modric out there, the creativity is very stagnant. And we're going to go through the players individually, but it just wasn't there. And tonight, yes, it's disappointing because you don't want to eliminate Coppa Italia so early, especially for you and me who do a podcast midweek. We need content in the middle of the week. You know, we don't like to disappear like other losers in our chat that disappear for a long period of time as soon as their bum-ass team start sleeping, then they reappear as soon as the Milan falters a little bit. But it's funny how that works, right? So let's go into the report card now, G. Let's start. We're going to, of course, start with Mike, who's been unbelievable. Unlike bums like Sommer and other bum-ass keepers out there, right? Mike has been amazing the whole season, even this one. So we'll start with this one. Mike, right? Yeah, first thing that was a little worrisome, right, is that they have a good opportunity that's set up by a really bad play by Tomori, right? Mike doesn't even really react to this low shot across the... Thank God it just goes wide, but it's really not that far that he doesn't even really attempt to save. But he makes an easy save in the 33rd minute, makes a great save towards the end of the first half, right? And then he makes a great save on Naslin to make it remain only 1-0 in the 85th minute. So for me, when I look at this, all this stuff, I find it hard not to give Mike a decent grade, but I want to hear your grade before I give mine.
No, I'm gonna give him a B, Fabio. I think
All right. We talking normal tonight.
Nah, Magic had, but bro, I think he was just sleeping because the game was so boring. And then Bassett, he knew Bassett was the basic. So, you know, he knew Bassett wasn't gonna score.
Doc, I'm going with B too. I think that's a fair grade, but let's go to our defenders now, right? So, what are your thoughts on Tomori's game today?
I'm gonna give him a C, Fabio. He was lost in that Bassett's play. I don't know. I think I'm gonna get later to in that, but I think we can't lose Gabriel for any time being. I think he calms everything down, Fabio. But with the winter there, I think Tomori looked a little nervous. So I'm gonna give him a C.
I have Tomori with a D today. I'll tell you, look, he had a bad play on Lazio's best chance in the first half, like I just mentioned. It's the reason why that guy gets a low shot, of course. He looks bad on a lucky offsides in the 72nd minute, and he has another really poor pass in the 73rd minute. To me, I just thought I expected more from Tomori. I know the guy in the middle is clearly the worst defender of the game, but I just expected more from Tomori. So I have him hovering somewhere in that C to D area. And like Lord Figo, I'm going to give him the D, all right? So let's go to De Winter now. Now, I'll tell you right now, I thought De Winter was terrible. He was poor the whole game. I think he's one of the guys to blame for Zaccagni's goal. Now, I know the commentator mentioned something along the lines of, like, look, it's a kind of zone marking. Nobody's really picking Zaccagni up. But I would just say that it certainly looks like that was De Winter's guy. And I just thought De Winter was terrible, man. He's losing crazy passes left and right. Gives the ball away in the 15th minute. Loses another ball to Guendouzi in the 10th. Bad pass in the 38th. At one point, I literally just wrote awful. Awful. Terrible. The only good thing I saw is he makes a good header interception. In the 67th minute, and he ends up getting a yellow card. So for me, I have him in an F. I was not impressed with him today. I don't think he's somebody that could be hanging around as a fourth center back. I think he's showing that he's probably fifth or sixth on your depth chart. And the fact that he's the fourth guy when one of our three starters needs a rest or gets hurt, this is not good. Does not look good. It shows you why this guy didn't stay on Juve, why he was picked up for a fairly cheap price. We didn't get him for very expensive. And you're looking for a diamond in a rough with him, but I don't think he was very good today at all. So what do you think about De Winter?
Bro, Fabio, we wasted like $25 million, I think, on this bum ass. $10 million, we would have got Leone. I know he tore his ACL, but maybe he tore it because he was in bum ass Premier League. $10 million, we could have got Leone and we would have been settled. But De Winter looking bad, bro. He looking like real De Winter, like Bambi on ice. You remember when Bambi was slipping and sliding? That's how De Winter was looking today. I don't know, just a disappointment, especially for the amount of money that we spend. Maybe 20 mil plus, it doesn't seem like a lot, Fabio, but that's like a lot for us.
That's our average, bro.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's like, now they say in January we're going for that Sassuolo center back, the Italian guy. So I don't really know, bro, because that's bad now, Fabio, because we can't drop Gabbia now. And Gabbia not going to be able to play all these minutes. You know, he's been putting work in the bedroom and he's been putting work on the field, Fabio. You know, shout out Gabbia, man. Congratulations on that baby.
Papa Gabbia now. Notice I must have given him the touch. All right. All right. So let's go Popovich, the last of our center backs. What was your grade on him today?
I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. I mean, the yellow card, he got it for being rash, but I don't know. I don't know. I'm going to give him a C. I didn't think he was bad or he was good. He was average, basically.
He's still trying to be a striker, mm-hmm. Popovich. I like that. He's still trying to press it up. And
he's trying to be like C, too. He's trying to be like Sede Siete.
I like it. You know what? We need him. When we don't have a real striker up there, he wants to believe he can do it. You know? It's just, that's how it is. I have him at a C as well. All right, let's go Salamakis. We mentioned earlier, we thought this was one of his poor games. what's your thoughts on Salamakis?
I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I think disappointed, you know, from him, from the effort, but maybe he was tired. But now, like, he's not going to be getting tired no more because whatever remaining games we have with no more Copa Italia, maybe just Super Copa. Probably those are the only games that we have left that we're going to be playing probably like midweek, unless they're league midweek games. But yeah, so I assume that Salamaker, we're going to ride him till the wheels fall off. So, but today, very disappointing.
Me too, man. He has a couple of, he has a bad giveaway in the 33rd minute and he has a pretty soft shot in the 60th minute. And then he gets subbed out in the 64th minute and brings in Nkunku. I have Salamakis with a C. Just not enough. Didn't look sharp. Completely agree. All right. Now we're going to start to defer a little bit here. Jashari. We're going to start with him. What's your thoughts on Jashari?
I mean, if the manager's yelling at you not to lose the ball and to give it the ball, I mean, it's bad, man. But I think he's just rusty. Long time out. But I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I don't like it. If you're generational, like they say he is,
then who the fuck said he was generational? Can I ask who said that?
Well, he broke the league record, $40 million, the Jupiter League, bro. So Fabio, so that means you're generational, bro.
Bro, listen. All I'm saying is that it's his first game back. All right, I didn't think he did that bad. Let me go to my Jashari notes here. Right. He has a bad pass in the 11th minute. He has a good cross. I like this. What I liked that he kept doing was he was trying to switch play pretty frequently. He would go from the left side and try to cross it over to the right side, open play up. I like that. Jashar's trying to find shit. But other than that, there's not much. I have him at a C. Again, I didn't think he did anything to really warrant a bad grade. First game, I give him a little leniency. I'm not a tough, professor like you. All right, that's why people want to take my class. Ricci, let's go. I know you're about to slob the knob here for Ricci. So go right ahead. Go ahead.
Fabio, hold on, bro. You don't even know. Just because you run 8 kilometers don't mean you did shit, Fabio. So I'm going to give him a D, Fabio. I mean, all you did was run kilometers. What else was you doing during the game, bro? In the first half, I did not hear your name once, and that's pretty bad if you're supposed to be recovering balls, trying to make outlet passes and stuff like that. So, then that was a pause. But it is what it is. But, yeah, very disappointed in Ricci because this is the game that you have to show. Now Allegri's like, oh, I'm right. Let me take my sniff of that cocaine and then let me still put in Fofana. That's Allegri. Now after that, all that bullshit that Ricci was doing.
I would just say.
See, Liban said the same thing, Fabio D.
I wouldn't go as far as saying D. I think
Ricci. All he did was run them kilometers, Fabio. We don't need that. We're not in a marathon, bro.
I think you're just being a little too harsh. That's all I'm saying. I don't think he warranted a D because he didn't give the ball away. He didn't put himself into bad positions. Again, Ricci's just there to kind of move the ball. This just kind of puts into perspective a little bit how Fofana, even with the horrendous moments he has and how poor he is sometimes trekking back, he still provides something a little more than Ricci isn't doing. So you say D. Liban Youssef says D. Lord Figo said he has D in his mouth. We're going to go with D. So we're going to go with that. Let's go Rabiot now. What do you say about Rabiot?
Rabiot, Fabio, I don't know, one of the games. I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. Just average, bro. Just average. I didn't really see him hold the ball like he was doing in the previous game. So I'm going to give him a C, Fabio. Just disappointing. But that's this is the thing now. He come back and you already playing them 2 games. And we don't understand you, Allegri. You're setting him to fail. He just came back from what, like a 3-week injury, Fabio? So, but
Rabiot's very important, bro. I know he doesn't look great. Really, the first half, there's not much to write home about. He has one bad pass in the 55th minute, but he does provide a pretty good cross in the 69th minute that should have done better by RLC. So for me, I have Rabiot at a C. So I'm going to keep with that. Estupian! El Stupido. What's your grade for him, bro?
I'm gonna give him a C, Fabio. I'm gonna give him a C, man.
Whoa!
He gave Pavlovich yellow card. That should be a D.
Yes,
but
he made
big chances. He made a big chance and they didn't finish it, so we can't mark him down on that, right, Fabio?
No, I mean, first note I have, he has a stupid pass that leads to Pavlovich's yellow, right? He has a decent cross in the 38th minute. He has a good defensive header in the 41st minute, which could have been trouble, but he gets it out of there. He has a decent cross to Loftus Cheek in the 50th minute. He has a great pass to Leao in the 71st minute that should have been better. I have him at a C. Liban Youssef is saying the same thing. You're saying the same thing. We're going to rock with the C. Again, is it clear that he is a complete wash? No, not yet. But if he keeps having bad performances, it's right now it's Bartosaki's job to lose. Bartosaki should be the starter. It's just the Stupion needs to show that when he comes in, when he's asked to play these games, when he has to give Bartosaki some time off, or maybe he's suspended or whatever the situation is, he needs to put in good performances. It's very valuable, especially with a year going into the World Cup. Now mm-hmm. we have one less tournament that you're not going to get as much playing time in. So when you do get a chance, you need to perform. And today I thought he was okay. Nothing spectacular. Could have got himself an assist, but it didn't happen. All right, so here we go. Let's go.
Loftus and Bartosaki is 19 years old, Fabio. What type of rest does he need? He don't need no rest. Stop lying on the kid. Yamal ain't rest for the last 2 years until now.
Yeah, but he's doing a lot of activity off of the field. You know what I'm saying? So he might need to rest them legs. All right, so let's go. Loftus Cheek now. What's your grade on Lofty?
Bro, I mean, I'm going to give him a B, Fabio, just because.
What?
Being...
What? No. Lord Figo must have sent you some laced up stuff. Go ahead, bro.
Nah. Fabio, like, he did stuff, recover balls, but he wasn't playing Cam. He's not that. He's box to box. So I can't put anything to have him failure like a C or D. That's Allegri's fault. I'm just basically grading him A or B. And he was in no A, so I'm going to give him the B.
Nah, you bugging, bro.
B's nuts.
Yo, I have him as a D, bro. He had two good header chances that were both not on target, bro. One of them, it's almost impossible that he misses the damn net and he shoots it wide. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I'm giving him a D. I just think it was really bad finishing from Loftus Cheek. Especially the first header, man, you needed to bring it down. The second one was point blank. How the fuck do you miss the target? I don't understand. But I'm giving him a D. You say B. I guess we can go with a C average and call it in the middle. All right, let's get to Leao because Leao is always a hot talking point here. Somewhere our friend Timmy is dying to talk shit about Leao. And I know you're on the same bandwagon. You and Timmy, all you people, you're just fucking haters on Leao. You seem to have forgotten how good he's been. You seem to forgot the goal that he scored last week. But let's emphasize how poor he was this game because, you know, it's a really a great formation to really utilize his talents, right? Give me something, G. Tell me how badly Leao was today. Come on, say it, because I know you were talking shit.
Me and Timmy, like, we preaching to the choir. You and Martino, Cushy Cush, giving them that Cushy Cush. You, Fabio, giving them
company I'm keeping, all right? Martino, Cush, this sounds like three good guys. But go ahead, speak your piece.
Nah, bro, like that's the thing. Like, and Sheva, get off that cocaine you was talking about, Leao. Let's be honest. I gave you the stats, Fabio. I gave y'all the stats. He not even in the top five as GA in the last 2-3 seasons. It's Pulisic and it's Lautaro. We don't even know those guys who are 3, 4, and 5. That's how bad he not in there, Fabio. The problem that me and Timmy guy, he's not consistent. He said he's top five left wingers in the world. Well, I can't tell.
He said that.
He said that. he in the top five in their interview when he was slobbing on the knob for Arsenal. Like, imagine y'all protecting him and he going to go lower to a club that is local because we don't know them in Europe. Like, what have they done in Europe? Nothing. Just slob on knobs. That's what they've done. But at the end of the day, this is my problem. This is Timmy's problem. I think when he went on that Scudetto run, nothing can change. And that's what we wanted, consistency. Remember those last 10 games, Fabio? He went on a run unbelievable. Has he done that ever since the Scudetto? Only you, Cushy Cush, and Martino are delusional about that. Because he hasn't went on that same 10-game run that he did back in the days, Fabio.
Bro, you trying to act like this team is the same built like that team, bro. And first of all,
we got Modric, bro. Generational Modric. What are you talking about?
But we're playing in a style that does not suit for Leao's talents. We all know Leao is better as a left winger, letting him play as far to the left as possible. We're playing him as a fucking number nine right now.
Fabio,
that's not how he plays, bro. Even the bald fraud thought the same thing and couldn't figure it out.
Vinny played as a number nine and they won the Champions League with him playing Falso Nuevo. Bro, what are we talking about? If you're saying he top five, you know who's top five in the league.
You're going to talk about Vinny Jr., bro. You're going to talk about Vinny Jr. and Real Madrid with all the fucking money and players that they have. You're going to say it's the same comparison.
He mad because I got caught on his best friend. We're brothers and we're sisters and we're lovers. that's Fabio right now.
Bro, first of all, I'm just going to say this, all right? I'm not going to excuse what I think was poor finishing today from Leao and not doing enough with the one good chance you got. And sometimes you're only going to get one good chance and you need to at least put the fucking target. Put it on target. That's it, all right? Like when Lord Figo's mom is busting it in the face. Somebody puts it on target, all right? This is what Leao needs to do. Put it on target. That's all we're asking. Put it on target. That's it. Have a couple of more consistent games. But I don't think this system that Allegri has to play, which is funny, once we're trailing and we need to start sending everybody up, all of a sudden we don't have to play 3-5-1-1 anymore, right? Or 3-5-2. Then all of a sudden we can get all this other stuff. But y'all want to hate. Y'all want to hate. Keep hating, all right? Because to me, I don't forget, I think he's still a great talent, and he's able to win us many games throughout the season, and it's valuable. Because you guys, what do you want? You want Ngoku? You want to see Ngoku out there? You want to see him for fucking 90 minutes doing jack shit? Is that what you want? Oh, you want Musa back now? Is that what you want? You want Musa back now? This is just what I'm talking about. You want to rank on Leao? Fine. If that's your prerogative and your motive, go right ahead. But that's not what I'm saying.
My thing is, Fabio, you're letting that racist clown win, Cassano. Because what he's saying, basically, now I understand what he's saying. Like, he got two good games, and then he go missing five. And that's not what great players do. So that's what me and Timmy is on. You think I want to believe a racist in Cassano? Like, what his more ulterior motives? But now I'm starting to see, bro. I'm putting the Google Translate, and I'm starting to see what he's saying. He's talking that real shit, that real caca.
Nah, man. First of all, I don't take nothing Cassano says as real talk, all right? All I'm saying is that, yes, Leao has been a little disappointing at moments, but there's other moments that, again, even in a style that he's not really leaning towards, like making him better or playing the best style that adapts so he could do what makes him the best on the field. Listen, I'm just saying, bro. Y'all can hate all you want. All right,
Fabio, it shows you how bad this season is to score goals in Serie A when they're praising Leao as a top scorer with five goals. Like, that's how bad the league is, bro. Like, yeah, he's top scorer. Bro, and then you go ghost the next game.
The first week of December, what do you want? Capun Caminera here? Like, immediately, bro? You want him 20 goals in fucking...
Well, maybe
the first month.
Well, somebody should play grab ass like Mancini did with Haaland and then, you know, score like 15. How many goals Haaland got right now? Like 15, 16?
All I know
16?
Is that Lord Figo could grab ass with... Leao. He'll have that big smile. Lord Figo will take it the wrong way and think he likes it. No, it's not going to work, bro. I don't want to know. Keep your hands where my eyes can see, all right? Keep it where it is. Don't go ditty on nobody, all right? Let's go to our subs before we keep going off topic here. We're going to start with the first one, which was Nkunku. Now, I'm sorry. You guys want to complain about somebody? Complain about this guy. This guy's done nothing. I don't know why he even keeps a balloon in his sock. All right, he should keep that balloon up his ass because it's never coming out, never being blown up. All right, he doesn't get a lot of time. Granted, I'll give him that 25 minutes just today. But he's awful. He does nothing, bro. He does nothing. So what do we have? This isn't Nkunku our fucking record-breaking signing?
Didn't I was against it, Fabio. You loved it. I said that $40 million plus for him was crazy, especially after being injured for 2 years in a row. I don't know what Martino Bonetti, he's smoking on that cocaine that Allegri got, because he was saying, like, watch when he gets in shape. Watch when he gets in shape. Well, fuck, he's played like 7-8 games now. When is he going to get in
Bonetti
shape?
Bonetti and Martino together.
No, but Allegri, because Allegri be seeing Fofana do some stupidities and he still pick them in. So it's that El Chapo there on Fabio. Let's like, come on, let's be honest.
No, I don't like Nkunku again. This just does not make sense.
We need there you go, 40 million, striker. Fabio, 40 million.
It's no good.
We wasted 60 million on the winter. On the winter and on Nkunku.
Fucking crazy. All right. Not really much grades to give the rest of the substitutes. We had Pulisic and Modric came in the 81st
No, Fabio, don't overpass. Pulisic did more in 10 minutes than everybody else did the whole 80 minutes, Fabio. See, now you hate it. Now you're Mr. Capolat.
No,
Fabio.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to call you Capolat Records.
I can't with this guy. So you want to give a grade on fucking 10 minutes of the game and one shot?
Hey, bro, that everything that he was
doing.
All
right, listen, you want to praise Pulley? I'm all about it, bro. I thought you were a hater. I know, like, you hate everything America. That's what Lord Figo says in the chat. So I just thought you were going to hate it too. But listen, to me, I would just say that it was great to see Pulisic out there, but if you're going to throw him into the last 10 minutes – knowing he's maybe not 100% healthy, but you're going to throw him in to save the day. And the same thing with Modric. Those subs could have been made earlier. That's all I'm saying. All right. Modric had 10 minutes as well. I have him at no grade. Do you want to give Modric a grade or you're fine with just, you know?
I'm not going to give Modric a game. All right. I said Pulley did his thing, bro. Now you on some crazy stuff.
All right, and Bartosaghi, obviously no grade because he came in the last, 2 minutes of regulation. All right, Allegri. So I'll let you go first because I feel like I've kind of tipped my hand with Allegri's grade. But what do you think about Allegri?
I mean, Allegri is a whole today, Fabio, just like LeBron James is. I mean, I don't know what's going on, bro. Why you make those many switches, bro? Like us, we wanted this Coppa Italia. We needed to go on that revenge tour. And then you just let the other people, like, to me, Jashari shouldn't have started. We should have put in Modric 50 minutes, 40 minutes, and then rest him. But I think too many changes, and then we don't have another striker. Like, that's my problem, man. That Camarda going on loan, not doing anything is a big thing. Because he's a real striker, so he could do what he meant is just hold up the ball. He could hold up the ball, make sure to take a pressure off Leal, hold two defenders on him. I think that was a mistake, Fabio, letting Camarda go. Because you're expecting Tweedledee and Tweedledum and Loftus-Cheek and Kukus to like do the same thing that Jimenez does, you know? Jimenez is busy, like, talking nasty on TikTok lives and all that. Yeah, Fabio, he's a dirty guy. He's from Hong Kong and TJ.
All right, so Vince is saying tactically he deserves an F for the changing of our starting 11. I kind of like that. We needed some of these players to get some serious reps. Overall, it's a D. I have a D as well. I'm unhappy with the way they approach this game again. How many times are we going to have kind of these really lackluster first half where it almost feels like we're not really into the game? second half, there's some sort of adjustments, some points that maybe he identifies as how he wants them to play, and they look better in the second half. This one, it didn't happen today. It looked like it was going to happen, but still, Lazio almost dared them. Take possession, try to break down our low block. We're going to sit everybody back, and we're just going to wait until you make a mistake. And they had a couple of chances where they could have hit us on a nice attack. It just didn't work out for them. And then, of course, you know, we give up a set piece. That was going to be inevitably how we finally broke the way we were playing. And it's just really sad that players like Pulisic and Modric, even Bartosaghi, these guys don't get a chance to rest because we need them playing the whole time. Even players like Fofana show why Allegri still is making the right decision in playing them over Arici or Jashari. Again, I know we want to make fun of Fofana and he's awful half of the time. But you see, like, Allegri went a little too hard today. Even trusting De Winter, I don't know if something was wrong with Gabbia or if he just rested him. But, like, De Winter's not it. And if you thought you could survive the whole season with literally 12 or 13 players, I'm sorry, Allegri, you were wrong to tell management that they didn't need to keep buying players and find the other players for you. If you had a say in Nkunku, man, that was a major mistake. But today, the way they approached it, it seemed like they wanted to play for the penalty kicks. They did not seem like they wanted to go out and win. Only until they got scored on did they wake up. And to me, that's on the coach. And I don't want to beat on him too much, because he's been fantastic the whole season, really pushing the right buttons and getting the team to play well and adapting at the right times in certain games. But today was not it. You should have expected that a back-to-back, whatever you did right on Saturday or Sunday, whatever fuck the day the game was on, that on come Thursday, they were going to have the answer to adjust to what you did better last time. And honestly, it was very disappointing for Allegri, especially since he's the most wins of Coppa Italia as a coach, and it's the last trophy he won after he went berserk and got fired from Juve on that last game. You thought he would have more.
He got more Coppa Italia than Milan, Fabio, himself.
Exactly. So to me, I thought he would put more emphasis on keeping the team in there, but it didn't happen. So I'm disappointed, very disappointed. I want to see the stupid little circle on my jersey at some point, but it's never going to happen, all right? And the Lazio fans, they thought it was revenge for what happened on Saturday. Well, they won. And to the winner go the spoils. That's how things are. We played shit football, even if first place now. I agree. And this was not a good one. Any final thoughts here, G, before we move on to our next topic?
I mean, just disappointed, Fabio. I thought, like, them saying all this stats about Allegri, I was like, okay, we're going to have a good chance. We're going to go dunk on Bologna the next game, you know, have a revenge tour. But God, oh God, they proved it strong, bro.
I love when they say, oh, we could have a Inter Milan derby in the final. Shut the fuck up. We didn't even win nothing. Forget about the derby in the final. We're going to have hopefully a derby in the Supercoppa, right? And watch, we don't even make it there. Let's go to our next topic, all right? Their rumor mill, it's not just churning. It's spitting out real things now. Juan Arizala, is that his name? Arizala, whatever, however you want to fucking pronounce it. According to Fabrizio Romano, he's reporting that Milan has already got a, here we go, in the middle of December. They got a deal in place for this 20-year-old fullback to join Milan from Deportivo Independiente Medellin, all right? Medellin's team over here. $3 million plus a sell-on clause for one of the record sales in Colombian league history. That's kind of crazy. But, gee, we don't know much about the kid. Kind of doing a little research here through the internet. It seems like he's a wing back. He could play either left or right wing back. Play kind of left midfield, maybe even a left winger, left back. That's I know this kind of ruffled your feathers a little bit, because this was like, is he coming for Bartosaghi? Is he coming for Leal's spot? What are your thoughts here, man? You used to always say that Moncada was scared of South America. He must have watched too many of those booty shaking contests, and he was just afraid. Maybe his wife said, "You can't go over there. You're not scouting over there." But now Colombia, Medellin, man, Medellin. He went over there and he found somebody. He must have had the, but like, you know, like the horse eyes. You know what I'm saying? So he can't see. You just got to just look. Oh, the hearts came out. I don't know what happened. Right? The hearts came out, G. You got to keep your eyes like this. You can't look at nothing. Just looking at the player. And they look like they found somebody good. Hopefully he's good. What are your thoughts here on this particular kid?
Well, he's not coming for Leal's spot, Fabio, because the reason that we picked him up, Fabio, is because he had a good U20 World Cup with Colombia. They ended up in third place. Dang, that's pause, Fabio. But he had a good U20 World Cup with Colombia. They finished in third place. But he played 7 games, 0 goals, 0 assists. So he's not coming for Leal. I mean, hopefully it's to cover for, well, I don't know. I think him and Baltasar are going to have to battle it out. But I just hope that we just don't buy the kid and then he just takes over Baltasar. Like, I think it's wonderful that basically Milan right now, Fabio has not wasted money in Gabbia and Baltasar. I think if they keep performing to levels and levels, Fabio, I think we could have saved ourselves a club like 70 to 80 million, especially like an Italian way that Gabbia has been playing lately, Fabio. Like, bro, he's like if we would want to go get Gabbia from Torino, Sassuolo, Genoa, they would want like 50, 60 million. Like, let's be honest, Fabio. So, and then Baltasar, he's up and coming. And I've been telling y'all people, like, don't let these guys, the TikTokers, the short stories tell you. Like, they wasn't shooting in the gym like Gio was. I've been telling y'all guys, man, like, let's go with the youth. If they got a little bit of talent, I'll take the loss, bro. But I know that he's going to prove, and that's what Baltasar is going to do. I don't know this kid going to be playing everywhere, it looks, except for his favorite position. But, hey, and they say that a Premier League wanted him, like Brighton wanted him, so he must be good because you know Brighton, Fabio. They buy players for cheap, and then they sell them for like 80, 90 million. So Brighton wanted the kid. He got to have that talent. So, and shout out to Makanda. He went to the Parses, and he saw them big booties, and he probably didn't want to leave.
Ah, man. Well, hopefully he turns out to be a good buy. That's what I'm saying, man. All right, so we got Torino on Monday, guys. No game over the weekend. Here will be one of the last games on Monday. So obviously you got to stay tuned for Milan Weekly Podcast Monday night. Vinny and Steve will be there talking everything Milan-Torino at that night. But what are your thoughts going in against Torino? Torino, always a difficult game. We will be in Torino. So, I mean, Torino's been kind of mid-table. Let me see where they're at on the table here. But what are your thoughts, G? Taking on Torino's 13th right now. So a little bit above the relegation zone. So they're not really. Oh, actually, hold on. Hold up. Pisa, 10 points. They're at 14. Only 4 points above the drop zone. So they need to rack these points, bro.
Fabio, look, man, so this is where we could get a little bit of cushion, okay? So, Inter got Cuomo, so they think, I think away they got him, right? Or
I think they're playing in Cuomo, yeah.
So they got Cuomo, right? So that's a tough game. Cuomo, what, top four? And then Napoli got
they're
Juve.
They're fifth right now. Yeah, they're fifth.
They got Juve, so it's tough. This is now where, yes, Torino has always given us a hard time. It's either 1-1 game, 1-0, or maybe we might just spank them in the ass, 7-0, 1 here and there. But the thing is, like, you know, Torino, you know what they're going to give you. Gio's been saying it for the last 4 years since being on the podcast. They're going to give you gritness. They're going to give you toughness. They're gonna leave one on you. They're going to give you a Charlie horse, and then it's up to you if you're ready for the fight. If we're ready up for the fight, Fabio, then we will win and we will get the 3 points. If we're not up for the fight, we're going to get a typical draw like we always do in Torino and stuff like that. But I hope not. I hope that they learned about the shit show that they did to us. They fucked up our season right now because they only giving us like one or two games like midweek left in the season. So, but they need to fight Fabio. It's a Monday game, so they need to win this game and then hopefully Inter draw, Juve, Napoli draw, and then we win again. Then that means we're like, I think we'll have like a 3-point cushion if we win. So I need them to win. I need them to show up. But the Sagi back in, Modric back in, and it's going to have to be Pulley and Leao up top because I don't want to see Loftus bum-ass cheek again playing Cam, you know, stuff like that.
Do you have any worry the fact that, say, things work out with Juve and Napoli, they both drop points, or at least Napoli drops points. Inter stumbles a little bit against Como. We'll see how Rome does. They're playing, I think,
Calgary. Right? I think, yeah, that's a tough game over there, Fabio. It's a tough game. The farmers are not fucking around over there.
That's the 6 a.m. game for you, buddy. But we are the last game to be played. Mm-hmm. So with the potential of increasing our lead or having a little – or having to remain up to snuff, does it give you a little something to be worried about being that – like sometimes when we're the first game, you know, we can jump like ahead. They sometimes stumble. Sometimes, like, you know, being that it's the last game, do you think it's going to kind of be the same thing?
I mean, I don't care. It might be the same thing, Fabio, but they need to win. They need to give us a effort today, and they need to give let us happy, bro. It's about the holiday times. We're in the holiday season right now. We need happiness, Fabio. You know, they messed it up today. We thought we were going to go through. We're going to be on a winning streak, but we lost. So that means that they need to come out and they need to prove and they need to win, Fabio. I need everybody to perform on Monday. Give their effort, bro. This is going to be a tough test for Modric, Fabio, because I don't think he's played a team like that, that physical. The motherfuckers that they're giving you a Charlie horse. And as a 40-year-old, me and you, we know, Fabio, they give us a Charlie horse right now. It takes us a long time to recover from that shit. So.
Oh, man. To me, I just think, again, we need the 3 points. Every game is just go get the goddamn 3 points. Do not stumble. Make sure you put your best 11 out there. Make sure you take the game seriously from the beginning. I know you want to build and grow into the game, but sometimes if you're just too complacent, there's so many bad things that can happen. Try to take the game by the neck. And find a way to impose your will on the game early and take control of the game that way. Take it by getting a lead early and being able to have the team open up a little bit because they need to attack you so you can hit them on the counter. Again, if we start again with Rabiot, Modric, we'll see who's – I think it's going to be Ricci. I would say Ricci deserves that spot if Fofana is not going to be able to play. Salamakis. You go with Bartosaghi, obviously, our back three. You go Pulisic and Leao, and you let them work. And Leao needs to be better, man. We need to keep doing. And I like this comment here, right? We looked in kind of the same trajectory Napoli was going last season. They also lost their Coppa Italia round of 16 to Lazio last season. We lost our first game the same way Napoli did last season. If it results with the second star at the end of the season, nobody will be complaining. We'll be all extremely happy. The only one who'll be crying, and it's just a regular occurrence, would be Lord Figo in his bathroom, in his shower. Probably what he thought was a woman turned out to be a man. That's how it always is. G, any other final thoughts before we wrap it up here? Because we're getting late in the night here, and there's not much else to talk about. So final thoughts before we peace out.
Final thoughts, man, and stick with the team. Support them, and I just want to say, man, shout out to number 33, Scottie Pippen, aka Bartosaghi. That's what I call him.
What you call him? Bartosaghi. All right. I just want to say, everybody, even if probably somebody will be there, but Monday, 2:45, the Football Factory, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Milan Club New York will most likely somebody will be there, if not the full game at some point there. Go check it out. It's a beautiful bar, a great environment. Just It's one of the things that you just can't explain until you're there and you get to really experience a great day at the Football Factory Legends Bar, 33rd and 5th Avenue. Go check it out. If there's people of the New York City Club, which 100% somebody will be there, go check us out. Go say what up. Take a photo. All that. People, look, it's not what we wanted, but if this leads to us talking about possibly on a run for a Scudetto, yes. Did we only want one competition to focus on? No. Right? Because ideally, come next year, we want to focus on the Scudetto. We're going to focus on the Champions League. We want to focus on Coppa Italia. We want to have multiple titles, at least in our sight. But the way we have the team positioned with the players that we have, it's not enough. We don't have two rosters full of players. It's just not the case. We don't even have 15, 16 guys. We are probably at a solid 12 or 13. Barely can change anybody without the drop-off being immense. Just want to give a special shout-out again to Mike Mignon. The captain's been playing outstanding. Needs to be evaluated to the point where whatever you got to do to keep this guy within reason, you should do it, especially if you're building to something great in the future. If you're a winner, hopefully he wants to stay. But all in all, I want to see some improvement next game. I know Allegri Ball is never the most appealing and wonderful to watch, but as long as we keep churning out the victories, there won't be much complaints. But at the moment, today was not a good watch. It was not easy to really stomach all the way through it. It felt very upsetting that like we were just pushing for penalty kicks. It just wasn't a good look. So I'm happy to say, you know what? If this leads to somewhere else, and just one more thing. To all the people out there that wait, like Lord Figo, who disappear every time Milan do well, your voice disappears. I just want to utter, can you please, let's not with this bullshit. Let's not with this Red Bird bullshit again. If you've been quiet while they've been working their way to first place, can you just keep your fucking mouth shut until the end of the season? Can you? Because this is not the
time.
Are
you talking about Frico?
I don't give a fuck who I'm talking about at this point. This goes to everybody. Everybody out there who's just dying, who have some stupid post in their back pocket that are waiting for the little momentary hiccup that we might have. They immediately come out and immediately they're, see, here we are again. But when we're in first place and the team's winning, you're quiet. Don't do that. Don't do that. And you know what? Maybe if you're taking a club picture and you don't want to look at the camera, why are you in the fucking picture? That's all I'm saying, all right? Let's support the team, support the club, all right? Under all circumstances, if you don't like management, you don't like the coach, or you don't like the owner, all right. But you're a Milan fan, all right? You can always switch teams and be a fraud that you are. But to me, I don't want to hear it. We're in first place. You've been quiet the whole time. I don't want to hear your protests. I don't want to hear any of that shit right now. Things are going good. Be fucking happy they're going good. Don't be an ingrate. And that's it. Guys, thank you all for watching. We appreciate you all for taking the time, even if you're a loser and support another club, but you always come here to talk shit. We still appreciate you that you subscribe to the channel, all right? This might be, again, just a little hiccup to what eventually turns out to be a very positive season. Let's keep it going, all right? G, ovunque e sempre.
Sempre. Forza Milan.
Forza Milan, everybody. Peace out. Good night. And don't forget, guys, tomorrow, World Cup draw. We're going to have a special show. Tune in. Make sure you've subscribed. World Cup, USA, Canada, even Mexico. CONCACAF is here. Hopefully, Italy will be too. Lord Figo's, whatever bum-ass country he's from, I'm not sure he's going to make it.
Portugal. He's Portugal, Fabio. We're not going to do that to Lord Bicho.
Lord Figo is not Portuguese. Stop
yes,
it,
he is.
No, he's not. And you know what? To all the Portuguese
Lord
people,
Figo, say where you're from right now. Like, no joke.
No, bro. Lord Figo's from Jamaica, bro. Jamaica, Queens, that is. Peace out, everybody. Get right.